With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hopefully everybody's following directives and staying safe and trying to get through this as quickly as possible. Safely, together, and building a little bonds in your community. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate being here with you. We are cut short. Mike Francesa is coming up at 9 a.m., so our show cut short by an hour, as Mike Francesa will join you on the network from 9 to 1 Eastern time. I don't know what I'm not sure, Anthony, if he said 3 hours is not enough. I think that's what it was.
I'm sure it'll be worth it.
He must have said 3 hours is not enough. I need four for all the unique content that I'm going to bring to the table. He probably was like, you got to give me 4 hours.
And you got to listen when he speaks.
Yeah, you got to have that. Got to have that. Steve D'Ossi joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Steve, if I remember right, I had talked to you one time before, and I said to Anthony when I knew you were coming on, I said, Steve's got a restaurant, doesn't he? Are you?
I do, actually.
What kind of restaurant?
It's a phenomenal high-end steakhouse.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, what's the specialty cut of the house and the specialty side?
That would be the bone-in ribeye would be the key right there. The bone-in ribeye is just ridiculous. It's 24 ounces. It's just unfortunately, I'm at the age where I'm not allowed to eat it more than once a month. So
now, what's the signature side that you got to have?
Oh, she does lobster mac and cheese. It's great. I like the crispy Brussels sprouts with some pancetta in there with it, something like that. Also,
wow, sounds good.
Going and when I'm there, you know, well, obviously we're closed now with all this going on. But when I'm there, I just ask the chef, you know, whatever you feel like making, go ahead. It's been 13 years now, so
that's awesome, and I'm glad to hear that. And you,
even better, I opened a cigar bar in the same casino just to further my vices along the way. So,
oh, that's awesome.
It's all good.
It is good, and we're all going to come through this. I thought it was interesting just to start there because you live in the sports world, you live in the restaurateur world, you live in the bar owner, you know, world. And right now, so many of our listeners out there are dealing with, you know, either having their incomes cut or their work hours adjusted or things like that. And you're living it all too. So this is an incredible time. If you were an NFL executive and you're getting ready for the draft, and they tell you the draft is going forward, you're going to have to draft a guy, but your doctors, Steve, aren't going to be able to look at him. You're not going to be able to sit down in the room with him eye to eye, take him to dinner, get under the hood and find out what he's all about. You can do all that stuff by video chats and everything, I'm sure. Are you going to feel less comfortable with the entire process, or how much are you going to feel less comfortable?
Well, you probably feel a certain amount of trepidation when it comes to that. But, you know, you break it down into the medical thing. Doctors can talk to doctors. Your team doctors can talk to let's say the University of Alabama's team doctors. And more often than not, I don't think doctors are going to sit there and try to BS each other. They're going to give you they care more about their reputation in that field than they do in the idea of making the bones for one college team or another. So I wouldn't worry about as much about the medical part of it. The part about interviewing a guy and talking to a guy, you know, I understand that if you're talking about a first-round pick, a guy, especially an early first-round pick, a guy that's going to be possibly a big part of your franchise or should be a big part of your franchise, I can see you might want to get a feel for the guy about how he relates to people, how he deals with people, how he might handle a little bit of media pressure or something like that. I understand all that, but I also look at it and say, this is a unique and strange situation. Even with all the poking and prodding and interviewing and all the other psychological scenarios that go into looking at your picks, it's still a crapshoot. Not as much as it used to be. I mean, they're probably better at it now, but you're still going to make mistakes even with all this, all of the research that you do and all the interviewing that you do. So maybe try something new and go with your gut feeling and do the best that you can with what you have available to you. And even with all the science involved, it's not a science. Even with all of the tools you have during a regular draft period, it's not an exact science. So maybe some of these GMs and some of these coaches just look at it and say, you know what, I got a good feeling about this kid. Let's go with that. And maybe it'll work out the same. Maybe it won't. But there's really nothing you can do about it at this point.
Are you you were a part of so many different organizations and teams, and you're also a Super Bowl champion. Is the idea of chemistry and the idea of fit something that sports talk radio guys talk more about than actual NFL players and coaches and teams talk about?
Yes, very much so, because in sports radio, it's easy to look at it and say, okay, well, they're missing the certain ingredient. When in reality, it's the great teams that I've been on, and the great teams that the Patriots that I've followed and reported on for the last 20 years, 25 years, has they have one thing in common, that they have an incredible desire to win a championship, and that they're going to work like crazy to get to that championship level, and that they usually have leadership that has a formula or has some experience in terms of getting his team in that direction. I was with some teams who were terrible locker rooms, just divided both philosophically and racially and in terms of what guys were there for. And then I come to the Giants locker room with Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and guys like Lawrence Taylor and Pepper Johnson and Carl Banks. And they told me right away, they said, this isn't like it was in Dallas. This is, there's only two sides to this equation. You're either working as hard as everybody else is for a championship, or you're not. And if you're not, you're not going to be around. So I think the chemistry is based on the players and what they want to accomplish. If they want to accomplish making a lot of money, that's fine. And I get it. And it's going to happen, and good for you. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But the good locker rooms are teams that care about doing everything they can to win a championship, and I think that's the type of guy that you have to find in those draft scenarios. And I think the chemistry is good, but there's really it's not a difficult formula. It's a simple formula. It might be difficult, but you surround yourself with guys that will do whatever they can to win championships and work in whatever way, shape, or form. And then it doesn't hurt to have guys like Parcells and Belichick and some of the great coaches that have come along.
What's the one word, Steve, that if you had to use one word that is sort of like a commonality between the greatest coaches you've seen in the game, and you've been around some great ones, is there one word that you would say, this is the common word that I can attribute to all the great coaches and maybe even position coaches that I dealt with over the years?
That's a great question. I think flexibility.
I love that word.
Yeah,
and it's weird because you mentioned Parcells and Belichick, and both of those guys get a reputation of not being flexible, yet I've seen them both be flexible in their careers, especially when it comes to how they attack the game and how they attack, opponents.
Agreed. You look at the Patriot teams that won their first three championships, and that was
defense.
a different team than teams that won the next three. So, and the other part of that flexibility is and you've seen Bill Parcells. I saw Bill Parcells do it. He did it with me. He did it with any number of players. Bill Belichick is famous for doing it. you find a guy and you don't try to bend that guy's talents to your expectations. What you do is find out what those talents are and work and see how those talents can help you win a ball game. It's not, if coaches are stubborn, that's one of the worst things you can have in probably any sport. Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells look at something and say, okay, well, this guy's got a certain set of talents that that we can use to our advantage. And you're not going to try to force a guy. You're not going to put a square peg into a round hole.
Sure.
And I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, but there's also, you're also not going to just grab a guy because he has, let's say, ridiculous speed. You know, if the guy's not going to have some of the baseline things that you want out of a player, like working hard, dedicated to winning, doing whatever he can to help his team and his teammates win. You got to have those baselines, but you know you can find those. Now you've got to find flexibility for players. And you look at guys like Mike Vrabel, for instance. They didn't know how to use him in Pittsburgh, and Belichick brings him up to New England and finds a way to make him a very, very productive and contributing linebacker for his team.
Steve, great job. I really appreciate a little philosophical conversation this morning, and we wish you well. Keep the family safe, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
You too, guys. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.